Good time. That's not our theme song.
I'm not participating in singing that song.
Welcome to podcast, pod trash, whatever we're called, pod trash.
Whatever you hear it, fuck you.
Whatever you listen to it, fuck you. Season 1, episode 3. Here we go. My name is Rick Feinberg. How are you today? Sitting beside me, singing what I believe to be the Sanford and Son theme song. Oh, it's. I don't know what the hell. It's Mr. Matt Flowers. Say hello, sir.
He just stopped. He was doing it as the mic was away from him, but then the mic get near him, he stops.
Since we've been on the air, he starts, and he's still doing it. So, Mr. Corey Castle, sitting directly across from me, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you, how is yourself today?
Erect.
All right. Well, I don't see it. I'm not looking.
What's today? Today is May 30th. I was just watching Raw the other night. That was on during the Memorial Day.
I watched it actually last night.
Did you really?
I watched it last night on DVR because.
What do you guys think of Big Show being once again being the big giant dominating force?
I don't see like how far they can go with it really. I mean, like, I could see it as like, okay, this is the character for right now, but I don't know where they're gonna go with it, and I don't see it going very far.
I concur. I like Big Show as a heel. I think he plays a good heel, and he's always had good feuds with Cena. So, you know, I'm probably just gonna watch the pay per view just to see their match. You know, because I think they have pretty good matches, Big Show and Cena. But I agree. I don't know what they're doing. I'm kind of disappointed, I guess, because, you know, last year they had the whole year to promote Rock versus Cena at WrestleMania. You know, they announced it the day after WrestleMania. And it's like they don't have anything going on this year. And it's just like last year was one of the best years in wrestling, period. And then this year is just like fucking, I don't know.
I'm gonna kind of shake my head and shrug at that.
I wouldn't say it's the best year in wrestling ever. It's just what's killing me about the Big Show Cena angle is that it's been done before.
What's killing me
is that it's been done before. Cena has beaten Big Show. Big Show has beaten Cena. It's been back and forth. I mean, it's been
happened
for
in 2004.
Years. Yeah, it's for the United States title. Cena was just first turning face. We've seen the big FU that he can do that. It's not a surprise anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And oh my God, he can get him up.
Hey, he's been getting him up for a while now.
It's in more ways than
one.
You want to get up the Big Show?
Wackadoo. So that plus the fact that it's in a cage match just cheapens it, I think.
Yeah,
it's soft.
We want to add another thing to this because people don't care enough because this already happened. So let's say that it's happening in a cage. Big cage, go gay.
They don't have anybody else to turn to. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's like, who the fuck else are they going to turn to? Against, you know, none of their guys are stepping up.
They're doing the whole Brock's fired thing.
They had fucking Lord Tensai.
He quit.
Was Lord Tensai on Raw?
No. But they had,
by the way, what are they doing,
Big
Lord
Show,
Tensai, man?
Big Show take on, not even
I'm
take,
a big
there
Lord Tensai.
Wasn't
fan.
Even a match, but they did like Funkasaurus, Brodus Clay versus Big Show, but then the match never started. It was like, oh, his 2-2 record. He's undefeated since debuting in WWE. No, let's just get him buried by.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. Like he's been undefeated since he came back as the Funkasaurus, and then they're just gonna punk him out like that.
Yeah, but
they just beat him down for no reason.
He never got his shoulders pinned to the mat.
Yeah, I understand that, but I mean, it's you can't just beat the guy senseless and then just be like, okay, he's still legitimate, and he's you know what I'm saying? He's like you're distracting me, sir. Yeah, go ahead, say what you gotta say.
So wait, was it a match?
No.
Okay, so this is what's going to happen. At the pay-per-view, Brodus Clay is going to interfere and cause Big Show to lose, and there's going to be a Big Show-Brodus Clay feud, which I think is good. It's two big men, so fuck you guys.
Okay.
Did you watch Raw?
Yeah, I watched it.
Why did you just ask me about the goings-on on Raw?
Because you guys are complaining like they didn't bury him. because it wasn't. If they went to bury him, it would have been a match, and would have had him been a squash match against Big Show.
I didn't say that they buried him. I just said
well,
that
this motherfucker did. Somebody, many motherfuckers did. All right, and you're wrong.
We're just gonna keep pointing the finger. All right,
I think it would be interesting. It'd be interesting if they had Brodus Clay come in and interfere and, you know, cause Big Show to lose or something. But
well,
I don't know.
It's a cage match. No one's allowed to come in. It's a cage match. That's what the cage is for.
Never do that. But, yeah, I don't think that they buried him per se, but it's just the fact that they kind of bitched him out. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't even get any good shots in. You know, it was just Big Show dominating, which we've seen over and over and over again through the years.
Yeah, like, remember when he threw Rey Mysterio on the stretcher and threw him into the ring pole?
Yeah, it's kind of shit like that. I mean, it's not to say the Brutus Clay can't come back for it and, you know, can't still be the big dominating big man. But it's just the fact that they just bitched him out. And then they sent down the tag team champions.
Who suck.
I know, but they're the fucking tag champs. Fucking,
but the tag belts have meant nothing forever. So.
I know that. Well, then why push it down further, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any goddamn sense. But, so that was Raw.
Memorial Day, though. How about that? That was an exciting holiday.
I had food poisoning. So it was
horrible. It was my friend Scott, who's also Matt Flowers' cousin. He does a movie night like once a month, and he does like double feature horror movies that like are along the same theme. He invited Matt, but Matt was too sick and he couldn't show up. But we went, and he played some Japanese horror movie called House, and it was really stupid. Oh man, some of the stuff on it was just hilarious. If you get on YouTube, check out House. It's a Japanese movie, and it's just like all these Catholic schoolgirls, and each one of them is named after like the characteristics. Like the one girl has glasses and she's smart and reads books, and her name's Professor. And the one girl's fat, and her name is Mac. And they're like, and I was like, what is that? It's a Big Mac reference? Is she
like a Mac truck?
Like a Mac truck? Yeah, her name was Mac. And the one girl's name was Gorgeous, and the one girl's name was. This is ridiculous. Like each girl, has
my
like
name would be Penis. And that's my Japanese name.
Like it got it. It was like subtitled, so you'd read the movie as it's going along, and like the dad had like a new girlfriend, and the girlfriend was like, "I've got an idea," and he says all these words, and then you read the bottom, and he goes, "An idea?" with a question mark. Like, who says you have an idea? What? Like right after that, but that was so stupid. And then he. I forget what the other one was. No, I'm trying to think about it.
But there's a there's an actual American movie called House.
Yeah, but I guess it was ripped off this.
It has nothing to do. What is it? A ripoff? Is it a remake?
It's a reimagining, I guess, of this. But it's awful. I don't know. But it's it's so bad that it's good. It's like from the 70s. So it's really just bad. And
the American movie's good though. You ever seen House? It's got Richard Mull in it, which is awesome.
Yeah, I like the original House.
Yeah, it was Big Ben. And
looks like you're singing a duet. Like
passing the mic back and forth.
We're about to like stare at each other longingly in the eyes and belt out some love notes.
No, the House, the American version, was a good movie. Was it the guy was like a Vietnam vet and he inherited that house and then he was a writer, so he fucking.
Oh, you know what the
he kept having flashbacks and shit and there were monsters. It was fucking sweet. Right,
well, then this was really good. This was nothing like
it's
that.
It's really good.
This was nothing
it's
like that.
It's really good. George Wentz in it from Queers. Cheers.
And the other movie was called Boarding House and it was just like. Oh, I like my
giant pit stains in your shirt there, sir. Maybe that position that you're in right now isn't a good one where you have your arm actually over your head.
I'm going to do it with the other arm now.
Armpit exposed.
Make people smell it in the dark like on that show. We showed up and Rick was watching this show called Blackout. Like
Total Blackout.
Total Blackout with Urkel.
Jaleel White or Jaleel?
Jaleel White.
I don't know how to say his name.
We sat here watching three episodes and we're like, this show's ridiculous and
but
stupid,
so
but
awesome.
We just kept watching it.
It's such an awesome show.
There's always a gay guy.
There's always at least one gay guy and usually a black guy or a black woman.
The best part of the whole time we were watching it, they were like, oh, we're gonna put stuff behind a little piece of glass, and then you have to move the little piece of glass over, and you have to smell it in the complete dark, all the lights off. And they had a gay guy go up, and they had someone's ass up against the glass, and he had to actually go up and smell. And he's like, "Oh my god, I know this smell! Oh my god, I know."
It was
this
just someone's asshole. And there's a British girl. She's like, "Is it sweat?
Is that cheese?
Is it a buttocks?"
Yeah, that one fat dude.
Is it baloney?
The one fat dude just kept asking if everything was baloney.
Rick, and he's a pastor.
Pastor Rick.
Pastor Rick kept asking if everything smelled like baloney. That's great. But anyway, it's on Sci-Fi, right?
Sci-Fi,
Friday
yeah.
nights? Wednesday nights?
Rick, you said it comes on after SmackDown.
So
okay.
It's something to look at. Something to put your eyes
never
up
checked
to.
That.
Watch it in the dark too.
This episode
see
of
see if you don't get a boner.
This episode of Podtrast brought to you by Total Blackout. Urkel.
Brought to you by Urkel.
But
that's ridiculous.
The fucking I feel like there's like a whole bunch of shit I want to talk about, but I can't remember any of the shit I wanted to say.
Whatever you remember, fuck you.
Whatever, fuck you.
That's from South Park. You never heard that?
Shit, we gotta make our own shit, dude.
Has there been any new South Park lately?
I don't know. I only watch it on Netflix, and it's they haven't added any new episodes. But
all right, well,
yeah, dude, I'm sure they're
oh, there's
they're
new,
always
new Tosh.0 last night. Did you watch that, Rick?
Yes, I did.
Did you watch Tosh.0 last night?
It was pretty good. They did the. Finally, I've been waiting for somebody to do the "Can I Smell Your Dick?"
Yeah,
song.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a song on YouTube.
Let me smell your dick.
Yeah, it's. I just found out last night that the girl was 17 years old when she first sang it, which was really funny. But it was. It's basically a song about a girl that thinks her man is cheating on her.
He'd be cheating. Coming home at like, 5 o'clock in the morning. Let me
what's
smell your
going
dick.
On? You're coming home at 5 in the morning. Let me smell your dick. Like, the song is ridiculous, but it's so catchy and everything. It's pretty funny. But yeah, there was a couple funny things on Tosh.0.
I thought turned away during the girl
the
with
bike.
The handbrake.
Yeah. Oh my god, she had a handbrake jammed into her leg, stuck in there.
Blech.
And doctor was removing it. Somehow they got that on video.
And Tosh was like, "Now she has a good place to put a chapstick."
Well, they, I don't know didn't why they I have like a terrorist act or something on? It was like right before they went to one commercial. They was like, "Hey, here's
oh,
how
he was
to
like
not
a bazooka,
fire a bazooka,
a bazooka." He fired it the wrong way.
Yeah, something like that. And I was like, "Wow, that's an actual." That's actual terrorism that somebody caught on camera and sent it to Tosh.0.
Well, if you're not laughing, the terrorists are winning.
It's just insane. What were we talking about right before this?
Me trying to remember what the hell I wanted to talk about.
I think I don't like Tosh.0, whatever his name is. Is that his real name? Tosh.0?
His name is Daniel Tosh.
I don't think he's funny. I think the videos he shows are funny, but I don't think he's funny.
All right.
So you can take what you want from that.
Well, Last weekend we went to a concert. We went to the MMRBQ. It was a local Philadelphia radio station WMMR. They have a rock concert. And Rick went out in the park. Rick was out in the parking lot getting wasted before the show.
It's called tailgating, sir.
Tailgating, yes.
A lot of people were doing it.
I was burping as I was saying that.
A lot. That's disgusting.
Because I'm always, I don't.
It's
because you're trying to pinch my leg and it's.
Ah, God. You guys done? Can we keep talking? Oh, we were tailgating in the parking lot.
I was just trying to touch you, man.
I know. I got you. What we're basically doing. Well, what I always do every MMRBQ, every time I go tailgating, is I go and I go to Sam's Club. I pick up a 30. I think it's a 30 pack or a 36 pack or something like that of sugar-free Red Bull, and then I go get 2 bottles of vodka. And I sit there in the parking lot, and I fill up my 44-ounce big gulp cup over and over again with Red Bull and vodka. And it gets to get pretty good in trash before we go into the concert. And what I always make the mistake of is continuing to drink while I'm in the concert, because beers, no lie, are $11 a beer. And you can lose your entire fucking wallet.
Is that what you said earlier today, that you're completely broke and you have no money?
That's one of the reasons.
Because of the MMRBQ?
Because we went to the MMRBQ last week and I just fucking... I had to have gotten at least 10 beers while we were in there.
Wow. Dude, I saw you I saw you going back like a million times.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. But when you're drunk, you don't care. It's like, oh yeah, here. There's $11. And you don't think, hey, I just spent $11. So here's another $11.
I didn't spend $11 10 minutes ago.
That was on top of the Red Bull and vodka, like on top of that?
Yeah, yeah. After I drank all the Red Bull and vodka, I went in. I just kept on drinking beer. Because they don't sell like hard liquor in there.
It's like you go... Like once you go out of the park, once you go into the venue, you can't go back out in the parking lot and drink anymore.
Although Heather did.
Heather somehow.
My fiance Heather decided, you know, it wasn't her fault because I went over to where the bathrooms were, and once you go into the bathrooms, when you come out, if you go left, you go out of the venue, out of the building. But if you go right, you go back on under the lawn. So if you're wasted and you come out and you see daylight, you've just fucking had you just think, hey, I'm going back out towards the lawn. But I think she did that. But I don't know how the fuck she ended up back at the main entrance.
She was entirely too wasted.
She was like, well, that's what Heather does.
I think from the beginning, I've always said there's no way. There's no drunk Heather. There's no buzzed Heather.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no buzzed Heather. I said Heza. No buzzed Heza. But like she'll be like drinking a little bit and then she's wasted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like there's no in between.
There's no stopping. There's no point in between sober and wasted for Heather. Yeah. If there is, we haven't seen one yet. That's but one of the reasons I love that girl.
The whole fucking time in the parking lot, she was pulling people aside, going, We're bonding.
She always does that.
Yeah, but she was doing it to everyone. And she was like, we're talking about me and Rick, our wedding. And she was like, you're going to be the best man, but like, don't talk about this. And she was like telling me what to not say in the speech. She's like, you know, my parents hate you and everything. It's okay. You hate them.
Okay,
like,
let's not talk about this during a podcast.
But
Jackass.
I'm
you know what? If she doesn't want you to
ramble.
talk about it during her wedding, probably doesn't want to put it on the internet either.
No, fuck that. No one cares.
All right.
I was just talking about the drunken ramblings, and then there was this guy across the parking lot from us.
Was it Wayne?
His name was Wayne.
Yeah.
And he had no shirt on, and he kept coming over. And the one girl that was with us, Sarah, she kept giving this guy Jello shots.
Yeah.
And then he had, like, Jello shots all over his face.
He had it up his nose at one point, didn't he?
Yeah, it was all up his nose.
It was, like, coming out of his nose, just red Jello dripping out of his nose.
But on the light at the end of that tunnel was that he was with this group of people.
Saggy light at the end of that tunnel.
There was, like... He was with this group of people, and these two chicks in bikinis were dancing up on this truck, and the one took her top off and let Rich take a picture of her. So you have that picture.
There was a whole group of us around taking the pictures. It was like, hey, boobs. And then the cameras come out.
My friend was texting me when I was in the concert. He's like, oh, you saw Steel Panther. Cool. Did you see any tits? And I was like, no. I did in the parking lot before the show.
Yeah. Steel Panther was great, by the way.
Steel Panther was very good.
I enjoyed Hailstorm. Hailstorm was there. That was a phenomenal band.
And
who else did well?
Shinedown and
Shinedown was great, dude. Remember, I have a distinct memory of me acting out that one Shinedown song.
Yeah,
it's 4:03.
Yeah, he was doing the hand motion.
And then it's 4:03,
and then I can't sleep.
And I lay on my side. Just can't sleep. Without you, and then it was if I drown tonight, and I hold my nose like I was going underwater. If I drown tonight, bring you back to life, and then you would roll your fists together like they were like defibrillator pads or whatever they are. Bring me back to life. It was fun, but yeah, Shinedown killed it, man. Shinedown was fantastic.
You guys
knocked
left
out of the park.
You guys left during the headliner, which was
Godsmack. I was not happy about that.
I know you were. I was really, really pissed.
You didn't even say goodbye to me.
The person that drove us just wanted to leave early, beat traffic and all that stuff.
As you were leaving, you had left, and I turned to Katie and I was like, "Did they go?" And she was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Well, Rich didn't even say goodbye to me." And I was like, "He must have been really pissed."
I was just like, you know what? Because I think I was standing near you when I was just like, "Look, just let me hear Voodoo. I just want to hear Voodoo. That's it."
Yeah.
And then they're like, "No, fuck it, we gotta go." And I just I just walked out. I didn't say anything else. Just put my head down, walked right out. I didn't even care if they were behind me. I was just like, we're leaving. So I got to go. I was already hammered, so I was, you know, I was just being a baby about it.
I did that exact same thing. I went years ago to the Rolling Rock Town Fair in Latrobe, Pennsylvania,
yeah,
with a bunch of my friends, and I was wasted, and it was really fucking hot, and it was like the middle of the day, hot, where the sun is brightest, you know, and it was like in this big field, and we just remember the band Default.
No,
oh, I can't remember the songs that they sing. Fucking whatever. Fuck. But the dude was dressed so ridiculous, and he was wearing like these leather pants, and he had shell top shoes on, and this big white fluffy shirt like a vampire.
Yeah.
And it was like it started to rain just a little bit, and mud happened like towards the bottom of the thing, and it got all muddy.
Mud happened.
Mud happened. And it got all muddy down by the stage, and people were just throwing big globs of mud at the guy in his vampire shirt. He looked like Gangrel with he had a Gangrel shirt on. Yeah. With, like people just throwing mud at the guy. And then Tommy Lee was on the show, and Tommy Lee, he did one of the things where he was like, when I say this, you say that, you know, like a call and return kind of thing. And he had the guitar and he was like, I say fuck, you say yeah, fuck. And nothing, crickets. And he was like, well, I don't know, I couldn't hear you guys. I'm going to try that one more time. I say fuck, you say yeah, fuck. Crickets. No one did anything. Tommy Lee takes his guitar, throws it on the ground, and runs off the stage.
Oh, man.
And I was like, that might have been the fondest memory of this evening. And then after that, it was like POD. And at the time, I was like really big into POD.
Yeah.
And then my friends were bitching. They were like, it's so hot. Let's leave. Yeah. And then the dude was like, my girlfriend's so hot. She wants to go home. Blah, blah, blah. So they all leave. And I'm like, for the rest of the night, we like got a hotel. We were up in like Latrobe. And I was like, fuck that. I'm not talking to them for the rest of the night. So, like, for the rest of the night, I just stayed quiet and folded my arms and talked to no one. I was a big baby the whole time about that whole thing.
Oh, man. The first time I ever went tailgating, I didn't really understand it. I'm like, so we're sitting outside and drinking? Like, the concert's in there. Like, that's where all the bands. You know what it was? It was back when Y100 was around. Right. They did the Y100 festival. Or festival or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. The festival. They
and
did the festival in the wintertime.
That's right.
And the festival in the summertime. This is not important.
Not relevant at all. But I was with Heather.
Yeah.
And I didn't know anybody else there. I just knew Heather, and she was there with like her work friends, or whatever, something like that. But it was just me and Heather sitting in my car. And just not really talking to each other. Like, we weren't mad or anything. We just had nothing to say. And we're just sitting there sipping drinks. I'm like, this is fucking boring. Who the hell would ever want to tailgate? This is stupid. And then we went in. Back then, when Heather and I first started dating, one of our songs together was that Hoobastank song that... I found a reason to be...
Why are you running away?
Not that song, no. That's not a romantic song.
That's one of our songs. Yeah, that's one of her songs because, you know, I don't like her very much, so she was always singing that song to me.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, go ahead.
So it was a Hoobar.
Hoobar Stank.
It was the Reason, was it called, the name of the song. And I remember she disappeared with some dude I didn't know, and for like 20 minutes during Hoobar Stank that was on, and it was just our song came on, and I was drinking one of those giant, guitar, you know, the guitar, whatever, the yards of some concoction, some kind of margarita mix or something like that. And I started to get really sick. And I was just like, Heather, I'm sick. We're going to leave. And I just, like, started walking to the... Because I was so mad at her for missing that song. I just had, like, a little tummy ache.
Why did she leave?
She went to, like, the bathroom, and then she went to go get, like, fries or some shit like that. And it just took a long time, and she missed our song. And I was just so fucking, I was such a baby about it. What song was it again? It was the Reason. I found a reason.
That's
Hoobastank? For me. I thought it was.
I don't think it's Hoobastank.
Whoever the fuck it is. All right. Well, anyway, it's so she missed that song. And
I'm not a perfect.
Yeah, that.
No, dude, that's fucking.
Not the point of the
fucking
story.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking of? Buck Cherry.
It's not Buck Cherry.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, that's the crazy boy bitch. It's all right. But anyway, so yeah, I just kind of like had a little tiny belly ache, so I just decided to ruin the entire I know I didn't pay for the ticket, so I was like, somebody did, and somebody got dicked out of fucking money for this. Like, it was probably like a $50 ticket. And I was just like, no, my girlfriend missed her song, so I'm going home.
I'd be pissed too, man. Like, whatever. No, it's not
I shouldn't have been that pissed. When, you know what I mean?
But when you tailgate,
I really overreacted.
It was like your friend's tailgate, Heather's friend's tailgate. You were there.
They were there somewhere, but I didn't
they
know
didn't
them,
have, like,
so I didn't really
food or grill. You just sat in a car.
I just sat in the car. I don't remember like if I really. We got like 5 minutes of show left. You're just gonna go to the bathroom. All right, fine. Let's talk about something else while he's gone.
All right, well, we'll find that out next time.
Isn't Corey Castle a dick?
You wanted to talk about people who are in the Hall of Fame and people who aren't. Do we have time to talk about that?
Yeah,
or
I think
should
so.
We do should we do his fortune cookie thing?
Oh, we'll wait for him for the fortune cookie. I just think Michael P.S. Hayes, I know, is not in the Hall of Fame. The Freebirds. They're not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, why aren't they in it?
They should definitely be in it. I was just watching Legends of Wrestling on YouTube. There's a whole bunch of them. And Michael P.S. Hayes is one of the, whatever the...
It's like the round table
thing?
Yeah, I've seen
them. He's sitting there between Gene Okerlund and Piper. And Jim Ross is there and Sergeant Slaughter is there. And they're all in the Hall of Fame, and they're like, yeah, so
he
what the hell is
be.
Your problem?
Yeah, he fucking should be. I was thinking of some other people. Who's the one guy? Well, I think, like, you know, is Big Boss Man?
I don't think he is.
I think Big Boss
Jake
Man
Snake
should
Roberts,
be. Yeah, Jake Roberts. That's the other one I was thinking of.
Randy Savage.
Randy
Macho
Savage.
Macho Man Randy Savage, not in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Speaking of tailgating, huh? How about that?
Speaking of urinating during the show.
What were you guys talking about with the Jake the Snake thing?
The Hall of Fame.
Oh.
WWE
Vader's
Fame.
Not in there. What's up
Vader,
with that?
Vader's another one. He should definitely be in the Hall of Fame.
I was just watching Boy Meets World. Boy Meets World with Vader the
you
other day.
Out of breath and shit? Sit down, dude.
Well, because I ran because you were like, 5 minutes left.
We got 3 minutes left. Do you want to do the fortune cookie thing?
So, first I wanted to explain how this is our third episode.
Yeah.
However, like, no one's, probably no one's listening or caring anyway, but, like, people listen to our first episode, and then we've gone so long without the second episode ever getting published. So now we're recording the third one right now. And what day was it that you said? I don't
today
even
remember. Today is the
30th. Yeah. So by the time this one gets up, it'll be like at
it'll
the
be
same
June sometime.
Yeah.
it'll be the second episode and the third episode will be airing at the same time.
Yeah.
But so now. Third episode, as of right now, is going to be 1.5 hour instead of an hour.
We're cutting them back down to a half hour because everyone's going, whoa,
it's too long. I want to listen to it, but it's too long.
I was talking to Frank about it the other day, and he said,
my brother Frank.
Yes,
he liked it so much he listened to it like 3 times. So thank you, Frank.
When he was like, oh, I went to go listen to it, and I went to go to the bathroom, and then I paused it, and then I came back. I'm like, listen to it while you're going to the bathroom. That's the point. I listen to podcasts when I'm taking shits all the time. And he's like, no, I was just pissing, and I pissed really loud. And I'm like, just
you
bring it with
so you. Loud.
Turn it up. Turn the volume. I piss too loud to listen to your guys' podcast while I'm in the bathroom. Put some headphones in and listen to the rest of it.
That's wrong. Ridiculous.
Yeah. So, if anyone right now is listening to this podcast and taking a shit, you are living up to the potential of our podcast.
Right. You're living the American dream right there.
America.
You're listening to us talk and shitting at the same time.
We're going to record podcasts.
Proud to be in America. At least I know.
We got to do one where we are recording it while all taking shit at the same time. Like,
no,
we'll be like,
I don't want to do that.
No, I don't want to be in the room with you. I'm saying I'll record from my home.
It's like one guy on the toilet, one in the sink, one in the bathtub. What the hell? we get like a three-person toilet.
like that old SNL.
Yeah.
Commercial
the Velociraptor or whatever the hell that thing was. All right, let's move on.
Okay, so
do this for we get we're going to go over half an hour. Right.
I knew we were coming here to like hang out, and I was like looking through my drawers for like snacks and shit to bring for us to enjoy, and I just found these really old fortune cookies, and I figured we'd open them and read our fortunes right here on the air for Podtrash, and thought this was
isn't it bad luck to be handed your fortune cookie?
You know what? Throw it back in the middle, and then you grab one.
I'm gonna take this.
And we all wound up getting the same ones we already had.
I'm just gonna take it though.
All right,
that's less bad luck.
Okay, yeah, I don't know what game to play with it. I don't really understand.
It's not really a game. We'll just open it up and see what the hell it says. Maybe it'll.
No, you can eat it. It's old, but still eat it.
And fortune cookies taste awful no matter
no
what.
No one ever eats fortune cookies normally. I mean,
I do
most
sometimes,
people
I. But I have to have like iced tea or something with it. That's not the way to do it.
Read your fortune.
Yeah, you go first.
This is horrible, you guys. I don't know what this means, but an interesting medical opportunity is in your near future.
Oh,
that means, dude,
that means
that
you
mean?
Are going to shit out of your ass.
Shit out your
ass. You're going to shit some blood out of your ass.
That's
and
not good.
Then you're going to have to go to the hospital.
That's not good.
What's your
first up thing is it says in your new future. it's an interesting
no,
medical
like
opportunity in your new future. It just came up with that on the spot. Mine is, really, your hidden creative talents will soon be revealed. That's like every other goddamn...
Wait, you can read it again? I'm sorry. I was
distracted. Your hidden creative talents will soon be revealed. That is in every other fortune cookie. I don't eat it on the air, you sick bastard. What does yours say? Now we have to wait until you chew and swallow.
I'll say it with
I'll say it with my meat food. Sloth love chunk.
Read it.
16, 24, 31, 32.
That's an awesome mischief cover.
Matt, say that into the microphone.
I found the reason for you. And I'm supposed to be. Are those the right words?
Yep. Yep.
Go
nailed
ahead.
It.
Go ahead.
This year, your highest priority will be your family. I think that my highest priority normally has been sort of my family and
your
friends.
Family would disagree.
It's a big love and a family.
What is that from? Oh, is that from,
it's from Family Matters.
Oh, I mean, we were talking about Urkel. We might as well bring up Family Matters.
Awesome show. Total blackout.
It's a rare condition this day and age. I'm a good singer. If you're listening to this on the toilet and you're crapping right now while my singing's going on.
Crap along, everybody.
Everybody crap along with my singing. Is there anything else that you wanted to?
We are now on, well, we've been on iTunes.
Okay,
so definitely check us out on iTunes.
Yeah, search iTunes. You can go, you can search Podtrash or.
Follow me on Twitter.
Matt Flowers.
Matty Flowers. Get us on iTunes. Look us up on like us on Facebook. We'll have a Facebook page soon. Podtrash Facebook page.
Sure. Yeah.
Why not? Maybe a Twitter? Podtrash Twitter page too. Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Suck it, duck it, quack, quack.
Bow, wow, meow.
We have ambitious dreams.
For Facebook page and Twitter.
But yeah,
is Twitter still around?
If you guys like our show, or if you have anything you want to like talk to us about or anything, just like
go to our Twitter. We'll have a Twitter and Facebook page by tomorrow.
Hit us up, because I mean, like, if you guys, I mean, I don't even know. Excuse me, I don't even know if anyone's even listening or caring. They're probably taking a shit, and there's no way they're gonna be able to email us. But if you're if you get a chance, you feel like hitting us up with some feedback. Feel free. You can hit me up on Facebook. You know who I am.
I was waiting for your plug there.
No. I mean, Matt already said it all. Just hit us up and let us know how you feel. I mean, if one of us annoys you so much that you don't want us on the show anymore.
Why'd you look at me when you said that? Fuck you.
I had my eyes closed. When
whatever
I
you listen, fuck you.
I'll
steal South Park lines all day. I just watched that episode again recently,
I mean,
by the way.
Come on.
I mean, come on. Nut gobbler. No. The that episode was on the other day, and it was funny. It was even funnier watching it again now that we keep on making fun of it, just because it's like yeah. So the government's trying to take over, and Stan's like, the government, and it's like, or aliens, whatever, fuck you.
I like the one where he has the biggest shit.
Yeah.
That's like the last one I watched.
That's like three seasons ago.
Fucking aw. Yeah, that's why I'm so behind on South Park.
Yeah.
I jerk off a lot now, man. We'll talk about that next time, though, right? It's a little teaser, a little squeezer teaser for our pod trash. I guess we should wrap it up.
Yeah, man. I'm hearing the Lethal Weapon music in my head and probably in my headphones. And the Family Matters song. And found a reason for me.
Wait, you gotta change the
Mets words. I don't
remember.
Fuck it.
A lot of times when I don't know the words to songs, I just mumble shit.
Oh yeah. But yeah, okay. So well we're wrapping it up at 36 minutes. Sweet deal, people.
All right.
We'll be back
join
here.
Join us next week.
Next week.
We'll probably be recording next Tuesday, right?
See you next Tuesday.
Spell that out.
Get it?
Get it?
Huh?
Huh?
Huh? I know. Yes. Good job.
Cunt.
Okay. And we'll see you, later. Goodbye.
Cunt.
When you lose your love, and it makes your life